Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. Trump's top domestic policy advisor, Santa Monica Gobbles himself, Stephen Miller, has come after me on social media over a position that I thought was like a pretty standard free market position. He's calling me part of the left for saying this. I'm going to run down what happened here. Make sure to subscribe to the feed. Appreciate, I guess, that the Trump administration is monitoring what we're saying over here. We did have my colleague Andrew Egger had the opportunity to question Trump press secretary last week about his crypto grift. So they're keeping tabs on us. Here's what happened. They made the announcement this morning about the deal with China, where we've de-escalated the trade war down to 30% tariffs, which is a 20 percentage point higher rate than we were paying before Trump came in on tariffs from China. It is significantly lower than the insane 145% total trade embargo that we had with China. So I wrote this about it. Yay, so happy that we'd be paying 20% higher taxes on all Chinese goods in exchange for nothing. Great victory, Chairman Trump. Art of the deal, I wrote in Chinese lettering. Stephen Miller responds to that. Fascinating to watch the left embrace the proposition that all American factories should be relocated to Asia. This is not at all responsive to my critique, to say the least. I'm not saying that anything should be relocated to Asia. I do not think there is really, is the administration even making a coherent argument that this 30% tariff will lead to more factories being built here? I have not heard that argument, and they've been all over the place. This tariff was 10, it was 20, it was 30, it was 80, it was 145. Now it's back down to 30. Like the idea that just this madness and this uncertainty and this like random, like putting your finger in the wind and deciding what the tariff rate should be today is the way to get American factories to be built here in America is just insane. I mean, it's totally against reality. And you could maybe make some arguments that we could do some targeted tariffs on specific industries on China, and that we could have incentives here. And, you know, we could create some stability and give manufacturing businesses some confidence that could be built here. Like that's a sane industrial policy. We can argue about the merits of that. I mean, Joe Biden had an industrial policy that was, frankly, a little bit left from my point of view, but that invested a lot of money in factories to be built here in America and chips factories. So that is one path to building factories here. And there are a lot of different various policy levers that could be pulled to encourage manufacturing here. Like having totally schizophrenic tariff rates on China, I've not even seen any America First people make a coherent argument that that is going to yield more American factories coming here. But really, like the funniest thing in here is that like this is Stephen Miller saying that I'm on the left now, I guess. I don't take that as an insult if the right is Donald Trump. But Stephen Miller saying that I'm on the left because I opposed this 30% tax they're putting on working Americans, on the people that they say are their base, the forgotten, the forgotten man. Who is going to pay that 30% tariff on goods coming into America? It's going to be mothers and fathers, parents, who are going to have to pay more for their strollers and their car seats. You know, it is going to be anyone that was buying, you know, clothes online from China. It's going to be electronic parts. I got to tell you, I don't know if you've been to MAG America. I have. I've been to some SEC tailgates, and there are a lot of folks out there that are buying big screen TVs to watch their football on, and that's fine. That's great. That's the American dream, even though Scott Bessent says that it isn't. You know, it's just going to be across the board, all of these products, all of these goods, some of them, some like the semiconductors and you know, this high-end manufacturing, like we should try to bring that back to America. We should try to decouple it. There are certain things where some people are going to want to choose to pay higher prices for shirts, you know, that are made in America. And that's totally appropriate in a free market. But it's people whose budgets are tight, you know, who need to buy household goods, clothes, electronics, you know, and the prices on all of those goods are going to be more expensive for them. You know, it is going to be a lot of these, you know, companies that do manufacturing that are going to be paying higher prices on the parts or the components of their product that come from China. So it's like everybody's going to be punished. And this is one of the biggest tax increases in American history that is being put in place by a Republican White House. And so, like, Stephen wants to try to position this as like any critic of this is some leftist. It's like, no, anybody who is not for a massive sales tax increases against this. And up until about 2 minutes ago, that included conservatives, that included Republicans, that included people on the right. It includes Rand Paul, libertarian Rand Paul, who's been the one principled person talking about this over in the Senate Republican conference. So kudos to him. So I guess, I don't know, is Rand Paul leftist now? Are me and Rand Paul leftists because we don't want a random 30% increase on Chinese goods with no actual strategy associated with it, you know, with no plan to, you know, invest in America to offset it, with no real decoupling plan? Like, it's just like it's like a shit throwing monkey, like throwing shit at the wall and being like, ugh, 30, 80, 140. Like, this is not industrial policy. This is not economic policy. This is not conservatism. It's nothing. It's a narcissistic buffoon emoting, and his little henchman, Stephen Miller, his little golemish henchman, like defending whatever he does, whatever the dear leader does, as something that it is necessary to support to stay in good standing inside the cult, inside the right. And so, yeah, guess what? Not a member of the cult. Not interested in signing up for that, Stephen Miller. I'm able to assess the merits of your policies, you know, outside of the construct of, you know, whatever dear leader does is good. And I assess this policy. I assess your policy of trying to do a deal with China, and at the end of the deal, ending up with a 20% higher tariff, a 20% higher sales tax on the American consumer in exchange for literally nothing. Literally nothing. That has been your art of the deal. We are ensuring that people pay 20% more on goods they get from China on the one side, and on the other side, we get nothing. That's the deal. Great. Awesome. Great work. That's conservatism now. Whatever. That's fine. You can have it. So appreciate Stephen Miller for monitoring what we're doing. I think it's important to hash these things out. It's important for people out here in the YouTube world to hear and assess for themselves. Do they think that, you know, the Trump administration's policy of charging a 30% tariff on the stroller that you want to buy, do you think that is a winner in service of some unclear future machine manufacturing plant? If that's the deal you want, that's fine. I'm not for that. I don't think that we should have an additional 30% tax on products coming from China in exchange for nothing. I think that's a very bad deal. I think it's a very stupid deal. I don't think it puts one on the left to believe that, but it certainly puts one in opposition to this administration and the really ludicrous and harmful economic policies they've been putting forth on top of the cruel and dehumanizing and un-American immigration policies that Stephen Miller has been central to. So I embrace your ire, Stephen. I think it being on the wrong side of Stephen Miller means that I'm on the right side of a lot of things these days. So appreciate your feedback. Everybody else, subscribe to the feed. We'll be monitoring what's happening, and we'll be talking to y'all soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.